It was spectacular
si main
in this. Yeah, si main character. It was spectacular kung tutusin. Pero the real fight is about Leon Mitchell and the elder Biscotti countess o duke. Hindi ko malalim pa nga yun niya. Maganda pa sila. Taguro. Measurement pa sila eh. I'm using...
Tarug. Ikaw ah.
yung ako... At isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Ako si Mr. Ed, kayo nakikinig sa Roundtable Otakus Episode 10. At syempre, Happy Mother's Day sa mga nakikinig. Kung kayo ay nanay or at least say Mother's Day sa inyong mga respected mothers. So, isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Sisimula syempre kay Anton live from Tuguegarao City. Nagbabakasyon, haba? Isang magandang araw, Anton.
Isang magandang araw, Mr. A, Division, and Dad. Isang magandang araw, Kuro. Isang magandang araw, Pachis.
Yun. At syempre, sinabi niyan.
Yeah.
Si Kuro, syempre, nandyan. Isang magandang araw.
Magandang araw sa kanilang lahat.
Yan. And syempre, si Brian. Isang magandang araw.
Hello.
Yo.
Magandang araw.
Lahat kagagaling sa ano eh, sa dinner celebration.
Yeah, nagalag pa ako.
Ordinary dinner lang.
Ano ka na to?
Ordinary dinner lang sa hotel.
Nag-dinner lang sa hotel at kumain ng ilan? 15 pieces ng chicken sa loob ng 5 minuto? Or was it baliktad?
Hindi. 10 pieces ng chicken sa 15 minuto. Nagmamadali ako para sa recording. Yeah.
Ah, akala ko ano eh, wala kang gana. Ay nako. So Kuro, kumusta ang iyong celebration? Alam ko parang kakarating mo lang yata. Ubuti in time eh. Kuro?
Wala. Kain lang. Burger steak lang kinain ko.
Parang Jollibee yata galing ah. Galing ka man Jollibee?
Jollibee nga lang.
Obviously, kasi kakagaling Misa. Yun na yun eh. Yun ba tama? Galing Mas?
Jabby.
Well anyway,
galing si Mata. Yun na, Jabby lang.
Kasi parang ritual na ng Pilipino yun eh. After ng Misa, Jollibee. Pero, anyway, is napakagandang week ngayon eh.
Jabby.
Yes. Ano ba yan? Pero,
napakita ko sa inyo isang link na halos maso ko ako nina.
Magana? Ano na?
Bakit naman?
Teka lang, papakita ko sa inyo dito na So ako, parang gusto ko itapon sa babag sa buong mundo yung sinuka.
May irarant ka na naman ba, Anton?
Hindi, hindi ako mag-irarant. Pero alagay ko na sa inyo.
Meron nata.
Susuka ko dyan eh. Tingnan sa chat.
Ano naman to? Pero anyway, isang magandang weather ngayon na. Ewan pa lang kay Koro kasi parang ayaw mo yata ang weather ngayon. Medyo may meron pa naalala.
Ang kaya ng weather dito sa Tuguegaro, grabe.
No,
ayun na. Ngayon lang umulan. Last ka naman dito sa Tuguegaro eh.
Ah, okay, ito. Cosplay politics, politics na naman to. Anton eh. Cosplay politics na.
Pero, halos,
say hello.
Nakita ko yung mga comment ng mga tao na although I'm surprised, pero nasukap rin ako kasi ganyan ba yung level ng intelligence ng tao?
Well, parang di ako makapag-comment eh.
Kasi yung alam yung Facebook users, parang ganun yata ang level of intelligence.
Lang pahilam dyan. Alakin.
No comment.
No comment muna kami. Kaya di ko pa nga action na mabasa, pero alam ko kung saan ko makikita yung mga comments na yun. Ano yung sinabi mo, Koro, kanina?
Pero, yung inalaman ng mga nag-comment ng mga Amerikano sa Facebook na sabi daw nila, ano, guess what Japan gets for blah, 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 blah nila.
Ano na?
Alam yung sabi yung mga nag-comment ng mga Amerikano na pinag-init ng mga tao.
Okay.
Sa Facebook nila. Sa mga status nila tungkol sa Japan earthquake noon.
Yeah,
parang mga ganun yung level. Intelligence. Alam niyo, doon ako nasuka, ganun na pati ba mga Pilipino, nahahawa na doon? Or baka lang, ganun talaga naging level of intelligence sa tao pag gumagamit ang Facebook?
Nalala ko tuloy yung ano eh, yung, ewan ko, yung parang conspiracy, isang Amerikano conspiracy, nalata na nangyari doon sa Japan tsunami is just an entire CG.
Conspiracy.
Tado.
So, CG.
Isang buong CG lang yun. Pero anyway, hindi. Let's move on na kasi ano eh, marami tayo pag-uusapan ngayon. So, let's start na kagad dun sa spring. Kasi mag hindi natin sinumulan, baka magahol na naman tayo sa oras. So, Koro, let's start with Anohana, episode 4. Koro. Tahimik si Koro. Ano?
Yep. Yep. Anohana episode... Anohana episode 4. Wala. Speechless ako. Parang... ano ba? Pwede ba mag-spoil agad?
Anong spoil? Wala naman tayong alam sa episode 5 eh.
Yun lang eh.
Ano?
Oh, sige, episode 5. Wala naman tayo. Sige, sabihin ko na rin. Sabihin ko na rin kung ano niya. Ewan, opinion ko sa, ano, episode 4. Yukiatsu is a bitch.
Yeah! Well, I'll take my, ano eh, my what I said in last episode na medyo out of character kay Yukiatsu kapag nag-cross-dress siya. Pero, in this sense, parang ang ano eh, maganda yung nangyari. Nung pinalay talaga nila yung role na yon. I'm excited kung ano mangyayari, kung ano ang magiging mangyayari nga sa episode 5. Lalo na ngayon, di ba yung mga statement ni Yukiatsu kay Jinta is like parang patira sa sarili rin niya eh, pero it's amusing nga na ito nga na nangyari. Ayun. May ano pa ba? Saka ano?
Ewan, merong basahan.
Parang ano eh. Talaga wala kang
masabi. Wala lang. Bakit nung tataka lang ako, Pachimen, parang hindi, nagtataka lang ako, bakit si Menma hindi nagpaparamdam kung binabasarga na siya ni Yukiatsu. Di naman, pwede naman itadyakan yung grill.
Eh,
o kaya
eh,
manampal ng tao.
Di ba yun nga rin yung ano ko?
Ewan.
Kasi yun yung ano rin, point ko, di ba, nung una na simula yung...
I can understand yung ano, pero...
Pero?
Ewan ko yun lang. Kung ako yung binibisar ka ng tao, baka malamang, nasampal ko na si Yukiatsu ng siyam-siyam.
Yeah, he's definitely evil. Or medyo may problema. Yung nga, di ba, I remember a comment nga na sinabi, why can't just men write his name on somewhere para naman to let everyone give Jintab the benefit of the doubt na talagang yung ghost ni Menma is real. Pero, you already said it na medyo, it kinda quickens the plot, parang magiging wala excitement. Maybe, is that how it's played right now?
It kind of quickens the plot, pero syempre parang by that episode 4, syempre di ka naman, binibisar ka na, wala kwenta, hindi katotohanan si Menma, nandyan na, nakikita mo, umiiyak na, tapos di pa gumagawa, ako yung bakit tinadyakan ko sa balls yun.
Pero, hindi na, dito sa episode to, maraming nangyari. I like how sinabi mo, 'di ba, in previous episodes na you are kind of disappointed in this current age of anime na the only 11 episode, 12 episodes kasi you're saying that there isn't really much room for character improvement for character development. Pero pagdating dito sa every episode counts and everybody improves. Kasi maraming nangyari dito eh. Like yung development, dito na nakita natin si Suroko eh. How awesome a character she is. Diba? How siya yung pinaka level-headed sa mong grupo eh. Kuro.
I think as far as seasonal anime is concerned, I think Anohana is one of them best. Kasi nga, nasagad nila yon 12 episode. I think it's 11 or 12 episodes. Pero, they make, as what you said, they make every episode count. Tapos, yung short span, para na-establish nila yung character. You know, we get to see Suroko flesh out by episode 4, which is as you said, it's kind of awesome. Yeah. Kasi ako, personally, there are few anime, kasi I don't know if it's for pera-pera lang or anything. Kaso nga, alam mo yun, there are few animes really out there na talagang deserving out of, parang dapat at least 25 episodes. Kasi 12 episode is kind of yun nga tulad. Kasi yung mga ibang anime talaga medyo, kahit sabi mo okay yung development, para mararamdaman mo yung character na yun, parang ni-rush yung as far as I've observed is that there are a few people na talagang they really need to take time na para ma-absorb yung character. Na para kunyari, good guy to bad guy becoming good, o kaya good guy becoming bad, parang, alam mo yun, pwede lang kapag kunyari, they really intending on the shock value, pero parang alam mo yun, parang, you need to gradual up para, kahit sabi mong surprise, they see it, parang it's okay. Parang masasabi na, normal na sa character nito na sabihin natin, kunyari, maging masama kasi ganito siya. Pero parang, alam mo, yung mga tipong, parang, yung tipong magugulat na lang na talaga masasabi, it feels kind of rushed. But, yeah.
So, how does Anohana exempt dun sa assumption na yun or sa mind point na yun?
It is as you said. They make every episode count. And as far as it goes, they make you parang they make it seamless even though it's kind of fast. Kahit sabihin mo nung una medyo nakakagulat na parang loko to si Yuki Hatsu, but nagbading-bading. Pero when you really sit down and think calmly about it, it's plausible. Lalo na given na sa lahat siya yung hindi baka move on. Mas malamang siya kay Jinta pagdating sa may problem siya tungkol sa moving on. But yeah, it's plausible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kasi alam naman natin is that Yukiatsu is the one na parang, di ba, ano yun yung during the running scene, he points at Jinta as being the underdog. Pero actually, she, pinoint out nga ni Suroko na siya mismo yung, si Yukiatsu mismo yung parang underdog sa grupo eh. And she doesn't have, parang she looks at Mema yet she cannot reach her dahil kay Jinta. And now, when Jinta Max dun sa kanyang false man ma o kung ika nga tawagin dana is man ma he really flipped out eh kung tutuusin
super saiyan eh
aside from the big revelation na yun, the episode 4 like episode 3 kasi we oftentimes see in this
actually doesn't feel like a big revelation to me kasi yung mga fan doujin fan artists sila ng mga doujin art na yun nga man ba
pero no one will, no one really
putik para alam ko lang kung ano mangyayari.
Pero no one expected it na ganun ka far, ganun ka far-fetched yung idea na binigay nung Dojin. We kind of consider it, pero it's kind of long shot. Pero here we are, we see it as it goes. Na ito pala yung plano. Now nung the way how they executed, the way how it is explained in that episode, it entirely parang it makes it reasonable enough na or actually interestingly enough na to know na ganit na ano yung mangyayari in the next episode. Pero aside from nga yung revelation na yun with Yukiatsu being Manma and kung ano siya closet, may closet regression sa kay Men.
Secretly
gay kasi nga he's creating his own menma, his ideal menma na parang ang menma na sa kanya is somewhat naka-direkta o parang naka-focus na sa kanya imbes na syempre yung menma ni Jinta is yung original menma na alam talaga ng lahat. Pero kaya nga sinabi niya doon during sa barbecue scene yung menma na yun yung menma niya. Yun. And another part nga nung series na yun is that yung conversation with Jinta and Anaru which is medyo may pagkaan eh. Yeah. Napay pagkasunsun eh. Sunsun ko ano eh. Pero it's kind of
yun. Well, actually, ewan ko.
It's kind of sad dun sa conversation na even though wala na si Menma in real life, Anaru still thinks that Jinta ay pan Anaru still thinks na wala pa rin siyang pag-asa kay Jinta despite na wala na si Menma. She's ngayon nga nagkakaroon nga ng ghost manifestation si Jinta and Anaru seems to have tingin niya kay Jinta na he still hasn't moved on with Menma. Parang kahit pa nito patay na itong si Menma is hindi pa rin ako makasingit sa kanya, which is kanya depressing. Kaya nga sinabi niya na please take care of her or take good care of her when you see Menma, parang ganun, which is kind of sad sa part ni Anaru. Pero interesting. Ikaw?
I don't know. It's still too early to say for me. Pero sa tingin ko parang it's only 3 episodes yet, 4 episodes. 4 episodes pa lang. So, still not gonna happen. And parang alam mo, ewan ko lang, a small part of me wants to hope na maging sila ni Anaru.
Pero ano yung feeling mo? Ano yung feeling mo nung doon sa conversation na yun?
Ako? Honestly? Oh. Ewan, parang... Wala lang. Hindi, parang, yeah, it feels kinda sad. Pero parang... I really... as much as sad it should be, I really didn't feel sad because it's way too early to feel sad. Parang I'm more of anticipating what's gonna happen next more than anything else.
So, ito na lang. What's the most touching scene sa episode 4? Kuro.
Oddly enough, yung nagwala si Yukiatsu.
Yun,
kasi parang dun eh, parang yun eh, parang pumutok na siya eh, parang alam mo yun, lahat ng kinikinkim niya, lahat ng pagiging closet gay niya na bigla sumabog na, kulang na lang eh maging yellow yung buhok niya, parang it hits hard. It's not emotionally the outing, but it hits kind of hard. Like, whoa!
Okay, ito. How about ito? Kasi, yeah, that's the most biggest revelation eh. How about the second touchiest scene? Next for that. Ano yung second?
Second touchiest scene.
Hmm? Kasi,
actually, here's the thing. The episode really didn't touch me. It's more like, wow, I kind of expected this thing. But, and, I'm torn between these two things. Parang, half of me is expecting, oh, I know this is gonna happen. And the other half of me is, ang ina niyan mo, why aren't you doing anything? Tadyaan mo sa boss up pa rin mo. So, nag-aaway sa ganun na ako, kaya, well, I was literally pulling my hair out, screaming at that.
Pero we cannot deny that Popo saved, at least, Popo made something in that episode eh. Especially yung speech niya, yung actually yung binigay niya yung, ano, he's giving coffee to Menma.
Of course.
Diba? He's somewhat pulled off the leader stunt eh. Which is, syempre, nakita mo naman yung reaction ni Menma, napayak rin siya. Parang, nakuha ni Popo yung gusto ni Menma. Despite the fact na hindi si Popo yung pinaka parang ano eh, hindi ganun, walang intimate attachment kay Menma yet. Siya yung nakaintindi next to Jinta.
Hindi, kasi pa, lang. Ewan, I don't know, kasi parang ito yun eh, parang when they were kids, Popo idolized Jinta, and still up to now, he still has this admiration for Jinta, so, and he knows, and out of the group, he was the first one to know what was Jinta was going, or he was the first one to understand what was Jinta going through, and when he said that, when Jinta said he has to fulfill this wish of Menma, of course, Popo is all for it. So mostly, parang kumbaga siya yung next in line to understand Menma and Jintan. So I think that was also to be expected. But how they pulled it off is really, really awesome. I mean, he's like the good guy. He's like the big guy, good guy. It's really amazing.
Yeah, pero from the stage kasi ngayon eh, Jinta cannot really come as the leader right now. Pero Popo is the one that's driving everybody to move alongside to fulfill Menma's wish. And then next comes to Suroko na he is also somewhat helping. Ika nga. Actually, right now, diba, after nung conversation nila with at ni Anaru, they started to come a little bit parang ano na yun, nagiging mas ano na si maganda na yung relationship ulit para ni Anaru sa kanya ni Suroko. Kasi remember in episode 1 is parang napaka ice queen niyan ni Suroko eh.
Well, I mean, they build, I mean, this episode was kind of like, more like of laying out of all of the remaining characters, which was Yuki Atsu and Tsuruko. We get to see that Tsuruko is not all Ice Queen, but also level-headed, and we get to see Tsuruko, we get to see Yuki Atsu being closet gay, and suddenly goes anal ballistic with everything that he's keeping inside. So yeah, I mean, I kind of expected that. I mean, what's the point of having that anime when there, and then if all of them would be total asses? I mean, there's gotta be some good side to them, and
yeah,
that's
is there so what makes
think,
it good
so thing? I think I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think for me, episode 4 was this whole I knew this was gonna happen thing.
Yeah.
Along thanks. With that, why aren't you kicking Menma? Why aren't you kicking Yuki Atsu's balls thing? So basically, that's episode 4 for me.
So in episode 5, the aftermath, tinan natin ko ano ang mananyari kay Yuki Atsu. How does everyone will react sa revelation na nangyari? Yun yung may ano eh.
I could see a dojin coming out that Yuki Atsu would be gay for...
when Yuki Atsu turns but... Horomusko on us.
What the fuck?
Eh, nga, but
yeah, man, I could totally see Dojin coming out, Yuki Atsu being gay.
Nga pala, did you notice doon sa episode 2 that...
I won't be surprised by that.
Did you notice in episode 2 na may mga ano? Promotional materials pala for Horomusko sa loob ng Anohana?
Oh, yeah. In show, yeah, DVD na Horomusko, yes.
Parang ano nga, I read something a while back na may parang tatlong seasons na yatang consistent na ang Noitama is showing series that has that at least involves cross-dressing eh. Ito ano, Hana, Horomusko, tapos meron parang before nun eh, nakalimutan ko yung pangalan eh. So parang ano eh, may trending yata na nangyari sa... Pag, ano?
So pagsabihin, mahilig sa homosex ba? Mahilig ba sa homosex ang Noitama na?
I don't know. Pero overall good episode din.
Are they just are there?
Good episode siya. I did
yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, overall so good.
I'm not wala na akong doubt sa Anohana. It will I leave it to the writers and the directors on doing it. Wala
yeah.
Ano ko ro?
Yeah. I'm just on the same boat as you are. I have no doubts about Anohana even from the start. I mean, this episode was just like the fan arts really kind of spoiled me into it, and you know, other than that, it's a good episode overall.
what your reaction dun sa mga enthusiasts na pointing or looking at Anohana in a different light.
Kasi some
people are kind of focused on Menma's existence rather than dun sa overall drama eh. I've seen some conversations na what does Menma existence come for, or is it really yung parang naka-focus lalo kay Menma's being than dun sa story eh. Kasi some people look at that at nadi-disappoint sila sa Anohana, parang there's something wrong, parang ganun.
It's their opinion. I think kasi parang I think there's a certain anime that already pulled that kind of thing. So that interactive ghost plot is kind of nothing new, I think. So I think Clannad is that is that thing, is that anime that pulled that interactive ghosting? I really couldn't remember. I don't know. But the thing is the interactive ghosting really isn't kind of original.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they're getting at, and you know, and besides that, and yeah, I can totally agree with them. I mean, what's the point of that? You know, episode 4 is already a glaring example. I mean, at least at the very very bit, least why didn't she slap Yukiatsu? She is an interactive ghost. God damn it! But yeah, I know, but that's her thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's just wait for episode 5.
I know that. I know.
Moving on.
Like that the type of girl who will snap, or at least she could just Moving on. I could rant about this for like eternity, but yeah, moving on.
let's move on to the second best, or actually second good anime this spring season. Hanasaku Iroha. Sayang Anton, di na panood yung episode. Ano ba? Episode 5 na ngayon, no?
Yan.
Oh, so yes. So we talk about
Anairo. What about
it's kind of,
I like the opening theme.
Yeah. Opening theme. Yeah, maganda yung opening theme.
Kulang
ang araw
ko, di ko napapakinggan yan. But yeah, moving on.
Sige, Anton, do you have something to say about Hanairo?
Well, ang gusto ko sa Hanairo, almost everything.
Meaning?
Yung animation niya, yung characters niya, tapos yung slice of life drama niya. Gusto ko, although hindi pa ako nakakat to sa latest episode.
So far, ano bang reaction mo? Hanggang anong episode ba ang huli mo napanood?
3 pa lang. 3.
Ano na ba ang 3? Ah, okay, yung where we kind of somewhat disappointed doon sa episode na yun. So,
pero sa akin medyo disappointing lang siya, pero understandable sa akin. Sabi ko na yun doon sa inyong discussion ninyo noon.
Kasi it's kind of out of place, pero it serves its purpose bilang ano, and you're not bothered dun sa mga Yuri fan service na
I'm not bothered by it kasi mas acceptable siya kasi dun sa makakapanood daw na mag-cutie-cutie ang sangay na mula dun sa seryoso. Hindi ko alam mo yun, kasi ang Yuri medyo acceptable na sa Japan, and meron siyang history ng homosexuality. Merong controversial history sila doon. Kaya medyo ma-accept ko yun, naka okay pa sa akin.
Which is, natutuwa ka ba dun sa dialogue ni Ohana na "I want to sparkle"? Parang nalang mali.
Pwede na lang ito, although ang gusto ko talaga din yung drama niya eh. Ang gusto ko sana yung pag gumuli star driver kung may oras ako.
Pero, bumalik kasi Kure. Although yung episode kasi, the episode, yung parang direction ngayon ng Hana is actually stowing a little bit away from Hana and focusing more on dun sa mga characters working at the Ine. In this episode, we got a love triangle, ika nga, pero no, it's about si Toru and Minchi. And in this episode, doon nga nagkaroon nga ng clue ng parang closeness na ngayon si Ohana and Minchi.
Sana mapanood ko 'yung episode niyan.
Pero hindi ko nakita yung ano, yung part na did Toru mistook Ohana's intention para bang magkakaita din ba ni Toru is in, may crush si Ohana sa kanya. Parang ganun ba 'yon nangyari?
No, parang I think it's more like ayun yung talaga palisin si Ohana. I really don't know how to interpret it really ways, but I think this episode really is just showing Ohana's in the effect of Ohana's presence in the hot spring more than anything else, I think. Mm. So I think it's there's still a little bit of focus Ohana, although not in her, but her the effect of her presence in the hot spring. Mm. I mean, if Ohana wasn't there, she wouldn't go mouths ablazing and say, "Get back, Toro."
Pero,
blah, 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 blah.
Pero,
so,
pero,
yeah.
Pero kasalanan dito is yung main chef eh. Tama, kasi it was the episode is about misunderstanding eh. If it isn't about kung ano ba 'yon? I thought yung writer si Sarai niya yung mood ng ano eh ng episode na 'to eh. Pero mabuti may logic na nangyari. Eh why don't they ask Toru? Since wala si Toru yung chef. But the chef gave a vague answer, which is naging room for misinterpretation nga, ika nga. Na, hindi, cascade dun sa ginawa ni Ohana. Medyo nakaloko nga lang yung ano, yung nangyari, pero, yeah. It ended in a way that, na-express pa rin ng tama. Ano pa ba?
Yeah, Aguro. I think...
May ma-add ka pa? Anything na ano? Although kasi ano eh, maninyari, syempre next scene, next episode 6, we might see Ko going back. I mean, visiting Ohana, kasi yun yung parang ano eh, maninyari, I think. Anything else?
Ay, actually, ewan ko ano mangyayari next. Ewan ko kung ano mangyayari next episode. But the thing is, ewan ko, kasi ako, I'm a masked person. So, I think the episode is more of Ohana's effect on the community more than anything else.
Pero
see, I mean, and besides, Ohana's drive on getting Minko-san to be her friend, which is success.
Yeah. Finally. Wala. Hindi natin makakarin ng hobby ro sa kanya.
And I think it's basically that.
Mm. Interesting.
Hindi na. Maybe, pero baka siguro makarinig pa tayo ng konting hobby. But, I don't know. The point is they're already friends and that's it.
So, pero nga, like you said, Ohana is changing or evolves the people around, changing or parang she brings change around
and then this
change na yon, he's also parang he is also reflecting herself, kaya nga she was able to finally text Ko about her feelings. Now there are two things na pwede mangyari, or actually three things eh. Pero I just hope na yun nga, baka na Ko still looks at Ohana more as it is, kasi nag-confess na siya.
I don't know. Personally, I don't know, but things could go either way, pero I'm thinking it will be a good ending.
Yeah, hopefully. Kasi it's not the series is not really something that's dark. Kung titignan eh. So, ayun, yun lang masasabi natin. So, let's wait for episode 6. Next up, Brian, anong episode ng C ang huli mo nang panood?
Ah, ako rin. Panood ko rin ng C.
Kaya nga, alam ko may nanonood pa sa atin maliban sa dalawa. Anton, ano yung huli mo nang panood?
Episode 1.
Brian, ikaw, ano yung huli mo nang panood?
Latest episode.
Okay.
Latest episode.
So we're gonna talk about a sea money in Soul and possibility control.
Ayan.
Well, yeah. Episode 3. It was ewan ko, I cannot describe, masabing grim. Hindi I can't find that word as something
episode
that is,
4 na.
Episode 4 na ba?
Parang naging eye opener lang yung episode 3 sa ano, buong series.
I think
kasi from Yun ang no, ano.
I think hindi ah. Kayo.
Hindi ah. Kasi
hmm?
Hindi, sige, kukuha lang ako. Ano yung reaction mo about episode 4? 4 na, no? 4 na yata.
Episode 3, episode 3. I'm
it's
saying
porn.
Episode 3.
Joke.
episode 4 na yun nandito eh. 4 na yun nandito.
Episode 3 is part... 4 na yung ano, 4 na yung latest, sir.
4 na.
Episode 4 is already latest, but anyway, for Brian, I think episode 3 is more of a transition, and episode 4 is also more like a big reveal of what really the Midas financial district is, basically.
Yeah.
And personally, I think.
Ano ko ro?
I think yung Kimimaro's character is. Seen up quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
kaya yung indecisive nature niya.
Actually, episode 4
indecisive nature niya.
You find that a good. Parang, yeah, is parang undecisive. No, it's more like, you know, he's already finding a reason why he should do things because it's the reason I think the way I'm saying it, the reason is undecisive because he really doesn't have a reason. I mean, I mean, why should I fight for money when I'm happy being normal? Normal is like this. I mean, why should I fight? I mean, no, it's crazy. Come on. And besides, I'm seeing these black things that it's not real money. Come on. It's like paranoia. It's like kind of like paranoia, but I think it's as a timid as shy and timid as a person that Kimimaro is, it's fine. I'm glad to see he's like taking something that I will do this kind of thing because he's the main character. And yeah, I mean, honestly, episode 4 si kind of shocked me more than Hana at this point because the way they made the big reveal of the implications of the financial district to the real world is staggering.
Mm. Dito natin nakita na si Suichiro.
I mean,
sige.
Yeah, dito natin nakita na yung financial district talaga. Very ano, malaki impact sa mundo. And yung sinasabi nung ano para nung leader, yung pinaka yung nagmamayari ng Tokyo Financial District.
Hindi yung mamayari. Si Masakasi o si Mikumi? O si Mikumi? Siya ba?
Wait lang, I'll search. Basta yun siya, sinabi niya na bumanig siya dun sa group na yun para control the effect of the financial district to
actually,
the real world.
Actually, di siya pumanig. It's more like creating a group.
Hmm.
It's more like hindi siya pumanik. I think it's more like he created the group, Sterling Group. But yeah, I mean the implications of the financial district is really shocking. I think you know, and the way they implicate your potential as collateral is big time.
Di lang collateral mo, malaking ano eh. There multiple collaterals affected. Not only yung anak niya yung nawala eh. May mga multiple instances rin naka-apekto eh. Di ba may mga multiple cases of death of children? After
children, nung, yeah. Mm-mm.
Which is... Then,
maybe,
then,
probably connected to that, ano, that event that happened earlier.
Ano na?
Yung, di ba, yung cases ng nawala, nagkakaroon ng killing ng mga babies, and then nawala nga yung anak ng kanyang teacher, it is connected na siya dun sa nangyari na pagkatalo ng teacher. So, maybe, kung connected yung, kunyari, cases mo is, yung anong, okay, sige. Yan, connected siya. Wala.
Ang ano dito, ang interesting rito, ayun nga, why? how does it connect eh? Tapos then when Dimitri, kalimutan ko lagi na kalimutan yung pangalan ng main character. The main character when he talks to his co-buddy or
Kimimaro.
Okay, Kimimaro dun sa ano sa convenience store. 'Di ba? If I recall kasi nung episode 1, 'di ba, parang may anak, hindi may pamilya 'yun eh. Pero ngayon wala na eh. Parang everything that talks about marriage and children, parang 'yun yung naka-apekto sa
that's what I tried to say, nawala lang ako.
Pero ang bet ko rito, nangyayari lang doon sa district na 'yon, sa financial district na 'yon. So maybe the other financial districts sa parts, the other parts of the world, hindi apektado. 'Yun. And the idea with sige, Kuro.
I think pare-pareho lang naman lahat ng districts may effect sa mundo eh. But the thing is, I think is that whatever happens in the financial district has an implication to the real world.
And na ni Shuichi Rote, nakikita niya 'to eh. Tama ba? Yung pangalan. And ang kanyang tactic nga is doing this organization nga na you will not win, you will win but it will not affect yung outcome sa labas, which is kind of a bit hard kung tutusin eh. Parang na-realize ko I heard it somewhere eh. Ang hindi akala mo ang manalo ang mahirap, ang pinakamahirap is makagawa ng draw, yung purposely gagawa ka ng draw match, which is yung
matalo. Where you balance the outcome dun sa real world.
Kasi parang, outcome. Yun nga, hindi ka muna.
Sige, go.
Yun nga, sinabi mo, parang kasi yun nga, depending on the margin of your victory, there will be a big implication in the world. So, I think, what Mikuni did is like purposefully losing.
To
get the results on what Chieftain said.
Hindi siya natalo eh. Parang he gained 1%.
He purposefully won by a margin of 1%. Mm. And not overwhelming his opponent ASAP.
Kasi tycoon yung kalaban niya eh. So if he goes bankrupt, ang laki siguro ng economy impact ang mananyari. Hindi na siguro baka economy. Dahil nga siguro sa
global
recession.
Na.
I don't
global
know.
Global economy. Kasi ang what I know, si Mikuni owns the Tokyo Financial District. So malaki yung impact niya.
One third na yung hawak niya eh. One third na. I don't know. Sige, Kuro.
He doesn't own the district. It's more like he has one third of the stocks to the financial district. So he has a big stake in it.
Mm, and he plans to control it nga eh. Yun. And yung group na yung kalaban niya, Tycoon, I think hula ako, he has a guild. Meron rin siyang parang guild rin eh. Na pinapamunuan, na iba yung idealism with
kasi nga dami niyang boto toys.
Oh, may stock na nangyari, which is interesting ah, wala lang. Pero ayun yung baka nga inisip ko the recent recession na nangyari doon sa Japan, doon sa fictional world na yun, is attributed
I think so. I think it has something to do with the anime. Yun nga.
In a sense
and
na
one thing na natuwa ako is parang
ano?
Sige, ikaw muna.
Dede, sige, ano yung natuwa ka?
Ay, hindi. Natuwa lang ako sa kung paano yung implication ng poison nila. Yung poison, parang poison is kind of like a status effect which poisons your stock in which you have to sell your stock because you have 10 stocks and parang yun nga, yung ginamitan siya ng teacher niya ng poison pill attack. It's just forced to sell and Mikuni invested on it. So I think it, I'm just marveling from a
maganda integration ng action
maganda integration ng action.
I
kind of feel like RPG-ish.
Ako lang ba ano? Ako lang ba siguro to? That. Ako lang ba rito? Ako lang ba rito na amuse sa ano? Mag
besides, ano? RPG is the ending.
Ako ba na-amuse dun sa Disemboweled Boy sinasabi na open deal o tapos yung poison pill. Yung mga nagsasabi, yung ano, yung nagsasabi ng moves.
Oh, angas kayari.
Ang angas ako parang
open deal.
Kulang na lang. Kulang na lang finish him. Parang mala Mortal Kombat na eh. Darating eh. Ewan ko, naastigan talaga ako.
War back, bro.
Inaling kulang eh. Yeah. Kung sino yung mga... Sabihin ko, doon sa mga nanonood ng C, that's thinking that kasi una impression ng mga nanonood ng C is like a Pokemon battle. Pokemon-esque battle. Pero, it's not just
that. Malayo.
Kasi ano eh, we
it's
have
assets. It's not Pokemon-esque. Pokemon-esque parang nonsense. Ito parang may impact talaga eh. From the real world. Ang Pokemon parang, you're just playing with yourself and if you lose, nothing happens to the others. Ikaw lang.
Oh, pero... If this became, kung ganito ang Pokemon, aba, iba na to, mas makalibre na lang ng Final Fantasy pagdating sa coolness, sa stig factor.
Yeah. I want to give C props for having good OP and ED teams, which is like awesome. Nico touches the walls for opening team and school food punishment for like ED for the ED team, which is like awesome. And school food punishment did an excellent job for the ending team, just like after episode 4, it really kind of fits the anime.
I agree.
Basahin niyo yung lyrics ng kanta, really kind of fits. Really kind of.
So let's move on. Ito, hindi ako makasalita.
It's like awesome.
Let's move on sa Hidan no Aria. Sino nanon ang latest episodes? Ako, di ko pa napapanood.
Ako.
Mahimik lang rin ako dyan.
kayo
magsalita dyan.
So, what's ano nangyari? Kasi I heard that maganda yung nangyari sa episode 4 na ba? 5 na ngayon? 4 na yan? 4 pa lang, di ba?
4. So, yung sinasabi ni Anton na conspiracy. Yung sinasabi ni Anton na conspiracy last episode, yung character na yun, doon na lumabas sa episode 4. Which is secret. You have to watch na lang.
De, panoorin na. Conspiracy, but which is revealed? Ano ba yung nangyari? Pwede
wala pang conspiracy, David. Wala pang ganang conspiracy doon sa episode na yun. Although, makikita nyo na meron parang the mold doon. Yung isang character, the mold sa operations nung ginagawa ng isang nung B na natin.
Pero, so what happened in episode 4 nga? Anything interesting?
Ang nangyari to, I'll try to say the story without ever telling ko sino yung mga characters na yun. Yung character na gusto yung booty killer. Ang nangyari doon, kinawag si Kenji ng isang supporting character, isang main character na pumunta doon sa na puntahan siya na mayroon something urgent daw. Tapos
he went to isang
private na room tapos Japan service siya dahil sinubukan si Juice ng main character na yun, si Kenji. Tapos na provoke yung stereo mode ni Key dahil sa dun sa fan service na yon. Tapos dahil sa pinrovoke siya na sinabi niya yung pinakita siya tapos doon na kasama
yung bagay dun sa stereo mode
niya pala na kuya ni TG. Okay. Sa mga pilot pilot na parts nun. Tapos pinakita rin earlier yung motivation ni Arya kung bakit gumagawa, which is dahilan sa father niya na nakulong. Hmm. Pinatulong ng isang criminal organization.
So, okay.
Para sa motivation to Mother's Day, I think.
So, okay. So, sa nangyari sa i-reveal, hindi naman reveal, sa pag-layout ng grand scheme ng mangyayari siguro sa Hidano Arya. Brian, sa conversation kasi last meeting, di ba? Last episode is we look at Hidano Arya sa Shakugan na siya na clone. Now, this comes up. Any changes sa opinion? Eh, Kuro, ikaw, di mo talaga pinanood yung episode 4?
Hindi.
Nope.
Hindi. Nope. Brian,
Actually, I see no element of Shakugan na siya na in that episode 4. Kasi more on telling the plot and the conspiracy theories na sinasabi
niya. Okay, yung kinanilayout of conspiracies.
Yeah. So and then, siguro daan-daan na yun, it will evolve into more complex. With the fan service, of course.
So, I guess, more complex. Sige, Kuro.
Wala lang. Sasabihin ko lang sana, more complex plot, evolves into more complex plot mon.
So we can say that Shakugan na siya na relation ends at episode 3. Parang ganun din nangyari and it changes its identity sa episode 4. Parang ganun na yata siguro.
Yeah.
No? Mhm. Interesting. Hindi ko pa napapanood. Wala akong because I'm watching another anime which kung may oras tayo we'll talk about later. So overall, maganda yung episode, Brian. Maganda?
Yeah. Very nice.
Anton, any eating?
Actually, okay yung pag-adaptation niya, although medyo parang nawawala na yung last nung at yung heritage nung experience ng DC stuff sa Railgun. Although I'm still not putting any effort on it na nabigyan siya ng positive feedback dahil ang talagang priority ko, which is na exorcist at saka na hero.
Okay. Pero,
kasi, nabasa ko yung light novel eh. At no, yung light novel ang mas parang natin and substance over...
Ano yung part ng JC stuff na hindi nila na-adapt ng maayos? Or are they focusing on the fan service? Kaya nawawala yung
element actually, story? Medyo, medyo yung the animation quality niya medyo bumaba compared to sa first episode.
I guess that's expected, lalo na sa pag they always ano yun, naalala ko sa Bakuman kasi sinasabi, the real battle starts at chapter 2 or in this case episode 2 pag sa anime.
Tapos dun sa dito rin sa Hidano Arya, pero sila tinanggal, kinip silang part dun sa episode 3 na importante kung bakit dito sa scenario dun sa episode 3 ay sa episode 4. Pero okay. Na-miss doon, kaya medyo, parang I'm reeling off from the anime adaptation, although I would still be watching it. Kasi, parang siya side dish ko para i-compliment yung aking mga yung aking pagiging stan sa ako na exorcist.
Manot, wala ko rito. So, speaking of Aono Exorcist, let's move on, sige, with Aono Exorcist. Hindi ko na alam.
Ay, talaga, di pa ako tapos sa Hidano Arya. At, yung sinasabi niyo, recycled plot siguro. Baka, mas more politically correct term yung recycled writing style siguro tungkol sa mga characters.
Sige.
Depende yun kasi. Yung perspective.
Kasi pag pumasa
kasi na... Ito yun na. Kasi yung pagkakasul yung light novel na yun, kasi kahit sabi mong light, yung anime iba siya, pero yung inspiration doon sa story at saka sa pagkakasulat ng light novel, kaya masasabi ko, yung Hidano Arya, that so influence na siya ako ganyan sa siya na yung characters niya.
Kasi kung kutusin, if i-compare natin yung unang season ng Full Metal Alchemist, di mo naman mabiblame or ma-account yung mangaka na pagdating doon sa story ng first season kasi nag-diverge na eh. So magiging ano na, magiging style na ng writer nung anime na 'yung mangyayari. Kahit
baka basta huli ako magkumagaran na second season tong Hidan no Aria, baka mas lalo mag-focus siya sa pinaka conspiracy theories at saka yung pabahati nila sa organization.
Diba? Depende sa outlook na mangyayari kung saan guman saan tinitingnan ng mga audience. Yung Hidan no Aria, is it about the
kung makakatulong yung audience ng Hidan no Aria, sigurado ako gagawin na yun. The kind of audience natin meron ngayon sa current ngayon sa mga audience, eh, I'm not putting any hopes up.
Anong audience? Sinong audience? Sino to kayo mo?
Siyempre yung mga audience na mga current friends ngayon, ito yung bigoted ng mga audience. Kailan naman ko sila yung tinutukoy na yun.
Akala ko kasi yung Pilipino, yung local eh. Ayun. So, yeah. Sige. Moving on sa Aono Exorcist. Start na tayo sa episode 3 na, no? 3?
3. Pero, i-air bukas yung mamaya siguro sila pa yung episode 4. Although, gagawin ko na, magsasabay ko na 3 and 4. Para sa episode vlogs.
Ngayon ba yun? Sunday ba siya? Sunday ba ang Aono? Di ba Tuesday yun?
Yes. Monday siya na rin.
Sunday.
Monday next. Mamaya Monday na madaling araw. Parang ganun.
Oo.
Kuro, have you watched episode 3 ng Aono?
Yep.
Okay. Brian, nanon ka ba ng Aono?
No.
Okay. So, Aono Exorcist Episode 3. Well, anong masasabi ko? Wala lang, natuwa lang ako sa
Gantata. Yun lang masasabi ko sa Episode 3. Gantata.
Meaning? Wala lang.
Gantata? Gunfu. Epic Gunfu. Pinakita ng kapatid ni yun lang.
Okay.
Tapos ang pakihinto doon yung story ini-introduce naman tayo doon sa setting, which is yung Truco's Academy. Which is okay. Another one great laid out plan from A1 Pictures.
Yeah, maganda yung Truco's Academy, and the story is going as expected, ika nga. Well, yung
nangyari. Yung first time na exceed ang aking expectations, yung kung paano nila pinortal yung Truco Academy, honestly.
Oh? Bakit?
Kasi ang ina-expect ko na medyo hindi pa ganun kaganda ang pag-art nila, tapos yung animation. Ang nakita ko, I was blown into almost by proportions, pero the surprise lang ako, maybe I'm not putting any expectations to high siguro, kaya masyadong mababa pa para sa kapakalang capacity nun.
Kasi art-wise, yeah, wala pa rin drop sa quality of animation, still the same. Plot-wise, expected for shonen. Yung tinatahak niyang path is still nandun sa line ng traditional shonen way. So, wala pa ako masyadong makitang unique pagdating.
Pero ang talaga naging unique talaga sa kanya, yung pagiging, yung shonen in the right track siya. Yun yung pagiging unique niya. Kasi for the past few days, past few years, ang ating mga shonen shows, medyo naging out of proportions, past few years na lang. Alam mo yun? Kaya, nakikita ko saan yung unique. And something that convert me back to shonen.
It goes to a shonen route, pero it's not a shonen that we kinda got used to. Yun nga yun eh. I'm still, akala ko nga na eh, kasi nakita ko sa ANN, walang limit yung episode number. Ay, di ba yun? O sa mall? Sa mall yata eh. May see sa mall, wala akong nakita parang episode limit. Parang isip ko,
baka Infinity yan. Parang Naruto.
Yun ang, mag ganun, I will drop it. Kasi wala akong oras sa ganyan. And it will drop its quality.
Well,
pero,
ang maganda sa Arrow na Exorcist na to, 25 episodes lang.
Yeah, when I double
check, kaya ako siya pinikap kasi hindi hindi ko siya pinikap. Kapag infinite lang siya pag
oo. Oh, kasi ganun
din ako. Kailangan din nila gawin yun para ma-preserve ang yung plot ng Awo no Exorcist kasi pag gagawin expect na natin maraming fillers, which is something that would ruin the theme at saka hype is mo. Nung Awo no Exorcist.
Ang pwede nila mag-filler, is Naruto, yung four pillars, four ba? Three pillars na lang yata eh. Naruto, One Piece, saka Bleach. Yun na lang yata yung pwedeng mag-ano eh, mag-filler eh. Ay, saka Hitman. Hitman nag-filler pa eh. Yung apat na yun. Wala na siguro pwede sumunod pa dun. Ah, yeah. Sige, tama ko pala.
Yung mga sige. Ito mapapatakot ka mag-filler pa muli.
Wala problema yung Gintama. Yung filler nga na, napakaganda ng fillers nun eh. Wag lang yung...
Kaya nang Gintama? Tanggal ang Gundam spoof yung latest episode. Yung pangat na babae.
Oh, si Catherine?
Pangat na babae. Pangat daw ni Catherine, mukha daw siyang sako. Tapos biglang gumanda, naging double set. Tapos biglang naging drama. Parang timang.
Pero maganda yung drama. Yung ano yung maganda sa Gintama eh. If you... kaya niya mag-pull out kahit ano eh. Kung gusto niya mag-COVID, mag-COVID yan. Kung mag-drama, mag-drama yan. Either way, maganda yung pag-execute eh.
Tapos kung gusto niya mag-i... sa drama, kahit drama, natatawa ako eh.
Yun yung maganda dun eh. Meron mag-naging shonen siya. Ano na?
Ito yun. Yung drama, hindi ito yun eh. Yung drama nakakayak. Nakakayak dahil umiiyak ako sa katatawa.
Nalala ko tuloy yung kwen... Ano ba yung sa aso eh? May nalala
ko. Pero yung... Yung next episode, inaabangan ko eh. Favorite ko yung bida eh. Yung si Bandage Sachan. Ninja.
Oh, si Sachan. Oh, di ko... Gusto ko yun.
Character na yun. I miss ko na yun. Yung Sachan, yung uno ko dapat.
Kung yung brief appearance lang niya, di ba? Ano ba yung naging... Yung present... Yung chocolate. Valentine ano episode episode
ayo
wala lang siya yung gift yata o siya yung, nako
siya yung gift
kapag gusto niya maging shonen yung gitna gusto maging shonen mag-shonen yan mag nag-shonen yan matindi dala na yung Benizuka arc ang nintay ko lang is yung ano yung Four Emperors arc eh, yung involve sila Otose sa yung Four Emperors ng Kabuki District tama ba?
Ay, baka siguro movie 3 na yan.
Ah, hindi. Di ba nakita mo naman yung opening, di ba? Tsaka naalala ko yung preview ng ano eh. Yung preview nung Gintama. Baka, nasa part yun eh. Nandun, may pinakita silang segment na part na yun eh. So,
di, kasi, baka siguro yung buong series na yan maging makover dyan. Kasi for, parang, ewan ko, parang feeling ko, I feel it's big. Pero I know to. I think. Let's hope for the best. But so far, Gintama is good.
Yeah. Oo nga eh. Hindi natin alam kung ba't tayo sidetrack na sa Gintama eh. Pero speaking of Gintama, let's move on to Sket Dance episode 5.
Sabi ko na nga ba eh. Naisip ko na
ba eh. Tayo lang nanonood yata na Sket Dance eh. Ikaw, you find it awesome. I find it interesting. Interesting na enough na kasi it involves the student council day. Pero yung client of the week medyo ano eh hindi ganoon kaganda eh sa akin. Ikaw, what do you think about the episode?
Okay.
Anong
episode 5? Okay.
Pero magko-confirm
mo. Episode 5 is okay, pero pero masaya naman. I think yung ano, natuwa lang ako doon sa may yung big reveal nila, yung ginawa nila one of Magic's greatest secret reveal episode. It's quite original. It's quite, like it.
Well, it's proved na at least kahit pa paano si Bosun is not really something no, he has an intellect actually as a main character. Hindi lang siya basta ganun lang. Yun yung
of
ano.
Of course. He isn't stupid. Yeah. I mean, when he wears his goggles, he increases his wisdom and intelligence.
No. Ano ba yung sinasabi ni ano ni Victor? Wellspring of wisdom, di ba? Siya yung lumalangoy sa wellspring of wisdom naman. Kaya siya naka-goggles.
Hindi, ito yun eh. Ang wellspring of wisdom ni ano ni Victoric kapag nag-ano na siya nung
type
si card niya. Si Boson na kapag nag-ano na siya, wellspring of wisdom mode siya.
So, lumalangoy siya eh. Lumalangoy siya mismo dun eh. Ano?
Wala lang. Parang, lumalangoy siya. Tapos si Victoric nagkakaroon ng malakias.
Tumitingin lang siya. Tumitingin na siya doon sa well. Si Boson lumalangoy sa well. yun. Pero anyway, ako kukukompare ko yung episode. Kasi episode na to is centered around Switch eh. Compare ko kay Switch.
Ano? Actually, yeah. It's good. Si Switch.
Switch is better.
Actually, I like Tomokazu Sugita's. Yeah. Tomokazu Sugita's role of a Switch is really, really good.
In personality wise, yeah, mas interesting siya kung compared kay Onihime. Yung story niya, yung pinakita niya, it's more interesting than Onihime. Pero yung petty rivalry about ghosts and science is, maybe they should have done a little bit better. Present case.
I don't know, it's already okay. It's already okay. Can't
yeah,
ask for anything.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay, Pero...
Yeah.
Pero
but yeah, yun lang. It's okay.
Mm. Ano sasabihin ko? yeah, it's okay, yet it could have been better kasi episode 4 was good, very good. But the saving the one that sealed, I mean that made this anime good enough is yung nga, the introduction of the student council and ito na magkakaroon na ng play student council sa partner sketch dance and that's what I'm doing in episode 6.
Magsusunto ka na sila.
Ewan natin. Di naman kasi, wala naman physical capability si Boson eh. Lalo si Switch. Si Onihime lang ang muscle eh.
Boson can be muscle too if he needs be.
Parang di ko ano yun. May alam ko na di ko alam. Nalan natin. Ako rin na. Ikaw rin yata, we share the same opinion that maganda rin yung opening at ending ng ano eh, ng skate dance eh. Natutuwa lang ako.
Pero actually, I'm waiting for the ED because I like the ED. It really fits the whole anime. At saka merong parody ng The Pillows dun sa skate dance kaya siya naging ED team. But yeah,
ano yung parody na yun?
No, sa manga. Doon sa manga. Meron siyang parang shout sa, ano, sa Pillows. Kaya naging ED team ang Pillows. But I really, it's cool. It fits the whole attitude of the show. I guess.
Besides,
it's Pillows.
Yeah, it's Pillows. Kung napalo pa naman ng F, ano eh, huli-kuli eh. Di mo ma-appreciate mo talaga yung music ng Pillows eh. Ano?
Halata mo ako.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a Gainax fan. So, yun. Can I say?
Hindi ako kayo fluctuation ng interest ko sa skate dance. Kasi skate dance is really intended for the way it's presented. Yung audience target niya is somewhere around twins, like 10 to 14 years old. Kaya ganun yung presentation niya. Medyo may pagka childish on the thing sa akin. Kaya there's some imbalances eh. Pero yeah, I like the art.
I think the presentation of skate dance is good. Do you know what? I don't feel it's teenish. I think it feels fun. Kaso nga lang, ito yun.
It's fun for kids. kasi minsan siguro narinig ko na yung mga certain cases na pinapakita doon eh. Yun lang siguro.
Oh, but parang it gives it has ano, it has a juvenile flavor fun, but still it's really quite fun. I mean, it's, you know, it's like chilling out in high school. Yeah. Parang yeah. It's that kind of fun, but comparing it to Gintama, it's like comparing two different animals. It's just basically same quality.
Two different animals that share the same trait, pero yeah, they're still different. They still resemble each other, yeah, but different levels. Parang ganun.
Yeah, pero yeah, but personally, I find it difficult to compare Gintama to Sket Dance because they're both very, very funny. Kaso nga lang yun, Gintama pulls off the gag while Sket Dance pulls off this really thin, relaxed feel. So, that's it. But they're both very good. I mean, if you're gonna ask me to rank them, what is better, I'm gonna have a hard time.
Yeah,
and say boat is number one.
So moving on, since Sket Dance, so wag tayong pumunta sa seryoso kagad. Nichijou, episode 5. Ako, medyo na-absorb ko na yung comedy ng Nichijou eh. Episode 4 was interesting. Nakuha ko yung dumadami na yung jokes na naiintindihan ko na. Then episode 5, medyo mas marami na rin parang episode 4, I think I appreciate 70% of Nichijou. Then when I get to episode 5, I get 80% ng jokes. Parang gradually parang nasasanay na ako, and also in the sense na natutuwa na rin ako sa mga nangyayari. Then lalo na yung the exchange between sino yung dalawang babae yung in the episode 4 na yung nagkaroon sila ng matinding Yuri dialogue.
I think ito yun eh. I think the key in enjoy Nichijou is you really need to learn how to uphold the inane. Because if you're really looking for something substantial in Nichijou, you won't find it anything. I swear.
Pero,
but even if you know you have your eyes peeled for everything, you know, even for the smallest things, then Nichijou would be good. That's it.
Maybe siguro na-adjust na nga ako, and I finally understand yung quirks nila eh. And yung conversation ni Mio, Mai, hindi ko maalala yung ano yung dalawa eh. It's starting to interest me. Natutuwa na ako sa kanila. Then, lalo na nang dumating si Sakamoto, si Sakamoto-san, sa buhay nung professor at nung robot, mas gumanda yung interaction. Mas na-appreciate ko sila better. Lalo na yung episode 5 when they painted yung doll. Hindi, that's not a doll. Parang figure. Kasi, hindi ko magkakamal. I forgot the name of that. Pero, di ba, you paint one eye, you make a wish, you paint one eye, then you paint the other one, wag natupad yung wish. Yun yung rule dun sa doll na yun.
Eh. Kaso nga lang ginawa nilang cool. ginawa nilang sa glasses, which is ako natawa.
Natawa rin ako doon eh.
Alam mo yun, nakain ako, biglang, may pag-ganun ako eh.
Nanin eh, parang naisip
seryoso, ko si seryoso.
Naisip ko, nung nakita ko, naisip ko si Madaw eh. Yun yung naisip ko eh. Alam mo naman, kasi si Madaw is sunglasses eh. Isa po di sunglasses. Best interesting episode ang Nichijou. Lalo na yung unang episode about the Mohawk guy. Yung about how the ghost part. Ganito lang siguro eh. Maybe they improve kasi each episode at least has a story na at least I know what I'm going to see or what's the skit is all about. Yun yung ano eh.
Nichijou is like, yun nga, Nichijou is like an anime with many individual skits. It's like,
kinda, you know, minute by minute by minute by minute thing. But it's fun.
Yeah, the problem kasi with episode 1 to 3, yung skit nila, joke kagad. Dito, at least may story naman. May built-up pa nangyari kahit sandali lang. Kahit maikli lang. May built-up na nangyari. At least nag-gets ko yung story. Nag-gets ko yung joke. Yun yung maganda dun. So, anyway, Nichijou, very interesting. It saved. Na-save siya sa akin. So, I'll watch episode 6, which I think meron na yata ngayon. Meron na.
Bukas.
De, kasi may nakita. De, actually,
I don't
nakita.
Know, pero...
Ano?
Yeah, I think so. But I'm gonna watch it tomorrow.
Gonna watch it tomorrow? Ah, yeah. Oh.
Bukas.
Oo nga.
Bukas siya sigurado. Oh, yun nga. Oo nga.
Diba? Oh, yun. So, from something comedy to something serious. Sino nanonood ng Steins Gate? Anto, nanonood ka ng Steins Gate?
Ako.
Siyempre, ako. Hindi ko na tinatanong yan. Anton, do you watch Steins Gate? Hindi?
Yeah, joke.
Wala. Well, anyway.
Hey, wala. Tayo mag-uusap.
Ako nawawala si Anton. Steins Gate, episode 5. Nakatatawa talaga ako yan eh. Gusto ko magkaroon ng... I like a text alert na ganun yung si Mayumi yung sinabi na yun. Gusto ko yun.
Pero hindi, actually I think episode 5 is more of a gradual kick in serious gear.
It's a lot of foreshadowing. Lalo feeling ko yung part-time.
Yeah, it's like a foreshadowing episode. I think as somebody who already played the game, I think we're getting there.
alam mo na pala yung nangyari. Ako hula ko yung bang part-timer do sa apartment ni Ho. Ne, ano pangalan ng main character? Kalimutan
ko. Merong ano, si basta yun, si Ocarina.
Ocarina. Yeah,
basta yun.
I feel yung part-timer doon sa Ocarina. Teka lang. Yung feeling ko yung part-timer ni Ocarina sa baba, feeling ko siya yung pumatay kay Christine na. Doon sa episode 1. Feeling ko siya yung may ano doon. Kasi parang ano eh.
I don't
kasi yung clear niya kay Christina is ano eh, is somewhat parang shock eh.
Kinda, but you know, parang I can't help. But, yeah,
you can say that there's something big. There's something big na lang. Yun na lang yun eh. Na between Christina and that. Big. Ano kaya yun?
There's something big. And if they're really gonna follow the canon route of the game, which is like Christina, I'm just hoping one thing doesn't happen. which is, I think, it possibly will.
Teka lang. Kasi I read a comment that yun bang ending ng Steins Gate? May ending ba siya? Kasi may route ba siya? Kasi from what I observe, unlike Chaos Head, Steins Gate forwards the story more rather than dun sa female characters. Kasi Chaos Head as is a main character, yung mga female characters as it main focus eh. Steins Gate is on the story focus. So hindi ko alam sa Steins Gate kung ano, may routes, may mga alternate endings ba diyan, meron pa rin ba siya, parang isa lang ending niyan eh.
It has this one route and it has alternate ending depending on the girl, but yes, it has this true canon route, which is I think they're gonna follow for the anime.
Yung ba yung official ending?
Yes, I think so.
Interesting. So, about episode 5, Ocarina is, we already know that Ocarina is somewhat starting to develop. Yes, a very interesting character. Eh. From his mad perspective, nagiging as we go on, yung kanyang pagiging mad scientist is starting to become actually real. Ika nga. Yung ano eh. And
actually Okan is really mad. He's like the perfect anime mad scientist, and he also is socially awkward.
Socially awkward in a sense, but at least he still cares. He still
in a sense naman manhid siya. Ganun ka simple.
Oh, may
he cares, pero manhid siya.
Kaya nga diba yung point na ganun ka simple. Yung sinigo niya si Christina, kailangan pang i-clarify ni Daro bakit naging parang nag-breakdown si Christina na shock at na tulira sa ginawa ni Ocarina. In that sense. Eh.
Yeah, he is socially awkward.
Parang in a Sherlock Holmes, si Sherlock syempre si Ocarina and si Daro is like the Watson. Parang they complement hand in hand pagdating sa situation sa series eh. Alam na ni Daro ang motive ang ano yan. Ang takbo ng utak ni Ocarina and still at least provides a good sidekick, ika nga. Parang ganun. Kuro.
Oh, ganun na. They're actually the team. Mayushi, Ocarina and Daru.
Yeah. And natuwa.
They're ito nga, diba? The team. Yun lang masasabi ko.
So, episode 5. Episode 5. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, very. Actually, it's a good episode. Hindi na siya ganun ka-confusing as episode 1. And as I think as it moves on, paayos na siya ng, hindi naman siya payas. It makes sense na sa mga nangyayari. Ano pa ba? This is a 24 episode, di ba? Hindi siya 12. 24?
Yeah, I think yeah.
So marami pang room eh. Pero from what has been revealed right now eh, parang feeling ko kalahati na yata. Kalahati na yata yung nangyari or we're still a lot.
Hindi pa kalahati. There's still a lot to happen. Parang they're starting to get things in gear. As I said, it's a foreshadowing episode.
Real fiction. Yung mga terminologies na ginamit nila yung IBN, CERN, sa BN ba? Yung rin ba talaga ginamit nila? Or
yes, yung CERN is, I think, fictional. But, the thing about Steins Gate is, it was based upon the John Titor time travel thing, which is quite real. And also, the IBN PC is quite real.
Yeah. One thing that interests me in Steins Gate is that the way how it integrates itself as a fictional world integrates itself with a non-fiction or as in reality make them somewhat believable. No, make them believable in a sense you can relate kasi it's somewhat close to our reality and yet it goes off something that you can relate to, ika nga. Which is it makes the story good eh. Kaya na-track rin ako sa Metal Gear series is that because it is very close to reality in a sense that the events unfolding it parang it has its roots dun sa fictional world, which goes on to my other anime na ano ba na ewan ko bakit ibinabando na ni Anton dito, which is the exact thing na nagustuhan natin is Gossick episode 15. Have you watched the latest one, Kuro? Kuro?
I'm gonna watch it after this.
Pero sige, it's the Leviathan arc. Napalitan naman.
Actually, nandiyan na siya sa akin.
So the Leviathan
arc is like it's as far as I can say is that they're already getting into the main story,
which is the best part of the Gossick is the main story. The mystery
yes,
and the
finally sa wakas
The main story, the mystery in the main story is the one that's more better than the filler mysteries na parang just to fill up pages in that light novel, whatever. Pero, yeah, ito rin, the Gothic tries itself to, the Gothic tries itself to connect to the reality. Diba nga, in the Ghost Ship arc, which is, I think, part of the main story, is, they use, diba, kids from different nationalities to determine who will won the war. Ayun.
Yeah.
Then, in this episode, malalaman mo na rin naman, na victory also has a play. Or, it has a play in the future events. Parang, the way how malalaman mo sa episode na to eh. May relation yung victory.
Actually, episode... Yeah.
Ano? Hindi. Ano sasabihin mo?
Actually, ano, episode... The latest episode, ano na... Yun. Yun nga, as you said, yun nga. Yung parang may hawak din si Victrix sa recent events as per the last week's episode, which will be highlighted in this episode. Dito magsisimula yung ano talaga, ano ba talaga epekto ni Victrix sa ano na to. It will be highlighted in this episode, I think.
I think it was already foreshadowed sa Grey Wolf arc. Yung revelation, yung the way yung clairvoyant chief nila. I think Victoric, nung naalala ko lang kasi yung ano ni Kujay, na they will be separated yet their hearts will be para attached to each other, parang ganun.
One.
I think it was referring to the they will be separated. Yeah, sige.
And that village chief, yung that prediction will start now.
Nabasa mo na ba? Nabasa mo na ba yan?
Medyo.
Kaya pala eh. So,
and actually the latest episode will start on that.
So nabasa mo, so alam mo na yung buong story ng Leviathan arc.
Medyo, hindi, not whole, but yun, let's just say na it's family matters.
Yeah, it's family matters, na tama ka. Wala lang, interest, natuwa lang ako, in one of the best episode, mystery episode this season, ewan ko lang, Anto, nandiyan ka ba? Nawawala siya eh.
Patay na.
Makinuulan na yung wifi niya sa Tugigaraw. So, last. Ayun, yun lang. So, last sa series natin is Dog Days. Nanonood ka ba na, Takuro? Dog Days.
Nope.
Okay, at isa.
Kami lang yata ni Mr. A nanonood dun eh.
Yes. So, nasabi, Dog Days.
Nandiyan si Anton.
Ha? Ay, ito. Sige, balik muna tayo. Anton. Nandiyan ka na ba?
Yeah, buhay na si Anton. Sige, kayo na lang.
Anton. Hello? Wala pa?
Usap mo lang kayo ng Dog Days. Sige na, go on.
Sige. Dog Days. Let's start with Dog Days.
Move on.
Nawala ako. Ayan, Dog Days,
Move
episode 5.
Move on Dog Days.
What do you think?
Episode 5. Still on the cutest side, no more nothing less.
Oh nga eh. Very, ewan ko lang ha, every time na I watch it, I find this very cute. Very interesting. Although episode 5, parang there's something a little bit deep. May nangyaring deep inside doon, pero I cannot really see it. Maybe siguro it's being...
Which is the relationship of the princess and the Elaine Michelle? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, yes. And there's...
Parang may something...
May alam si Leon Michelle na hindi niya sinasabi. Parang tinatago lang yung sarili niya eh. There's a reason why she keeps... She distances herself with princess eh. Ano ko yung pangalan ng princess?
Meron silang past ni princess.
Ano
ni
na?
Princess Biscotti, Milhor Biscotti. Pero siya ng past. they have a very grateful past. Na there and there's someone that sige, pero
yeah, I know, alam ko yung past na yun, na they were close friends eh, but there's something with Leon Mitchell na nangyari sa kanya na di alam ni, that doesn't really involve Princess Biscott, but she feeling ko she kept to herself, parang ganun.
And maybe pwede rin the fact na ayaw niya masaktan si ano, maybe there's something na makaka-apekto kay Princess Leon Mitchell kaya niya sabihin. So yun yung parang pinaka-deep na wala, na hindi mo mapapansin when you're watching the series.
And
kasi you're overwhelmed by the cuteness.
Yeah, it's very cute. Alam na yung labanan, although it wasn't really that best, like episode 2, but it is already there, yung laban with Gaul, and anyway, moving on, yan, ah. Sa nakikinig ng MP3 version is medyo naputol. Wala na space. So I deleted something. So going back sa Dog Days, nasa na ba tayo? Yeah. The combat between Gaul and the hero. Akala mo daw lagi yung pangalan ng hero. Eh. The hero. It was spectacular. Si main character, it was spectacular kung tutusin. Pero the real fight is about Leon Mitchell and the elder Biscotti Countess or Duke. Hindi ko malalim pa nga na niya. Maganda pa sila, taguro, measurement pa sila eh. I'm using...
Tarug, ikaw ah.
yung ako, de kasi ano private joke na ng friends ko. Anyways, taguro measurement
pa yun,
sila. Nagtaguro measurement pa sila ng ano eh, ng sakas eh, sabi ni Leon Mitchell. I'm only using 35% of my strength. Tapos si Sen sabi, 10%, mga ganang. Wala lang, nakakatuwa.
She's only 20%. She's only pala. Di parang ano siya, savior yata ng ano, ng Biscotti. Parang the warrior. On the savior of Biscotti before hero.
Pero freelance siya eh.
Parang somewhat freelancer, pero she's more into Biscotti's, sa paring ng Biscotti. Kumbaga.
Ganun.
Dahil siguro, ganun. Anong masasabi mo kay pangalan no? Yung apprentice ni Hero?
Apprentice ni Hero?
Pangalan no? Yung lagi niyang kasama sa battle?
Yung green yung apprentice ba niya yun? Baka partner in crime.
Pwede. Partner
pero,
in crime.
Pero in the latest episode, medyo overshadowed siya. Pero, medyo, of course, obviously, sun-sun siya. Sun-sun siya. Natuwa na ako nun. Yun na yung term ko sa Sundari, sun-sun na. So, sun-sun siya. Wala lang.
Actually, siya favorite ni.
Siya favorite mo?
Ewan ko. Meron siyang certain aura na gusto ko.
At lalalint, yung tatlong special guard ni Gaul yata, special elite force. Meron pa silang force, di naman force, parang talaga there must have a fan service screenshot, a fan service still shot sa loob ng battle. Well, anyway, I wasn't really offended, pero it was nice, nakakatawa lang. Ayan.
If you parang sabi ko nga in my previous tweet, side dish mo siya. Kung gusto mo ma-neutralize and gusto mong ma-overwhelm sa cuteness, you can watch Dog Days.
Yeah.
Kasi, kahit para lang mawala yung ano mo, para mawala lang yung pagka-shock mo sa episode ni ganito ganyan. Yeah, go for it.
One thing kasi na I find interesting in Dog Days, is that it's not trying to become the best anime. It just, it's an anime doing what it wants. Parang ganun yun eh. We have animes na trying to pull off different kinds of the direction, plot twist, na it doesn't sometimes fit sa overall impression or
and,
tama.
Yeah. And sometimes meron pa nang it goes out of range. It goes out of the, ano, parang the straight line from its path.
So, hindi siya dumada sa daang matuwid, ika nga, ng president natin. So, yun niya. But Dog Days is very different. What it does is, it just goes to the flow. Kung ano yung flow, it lets just enjoy itself. That's what I find.
What it meant is, ano, parang gagawin ko, bahala kayo dyan kung panoorin niyo ko, hindi. Basta, ito yung gusto ko.
Oh, yun eh. Ma-enjoy ko, hindi. Yun na yun. And, the artwork, yun lang naman yung sa akin eh. The artwork is very cute. Lalo na pag naging furball sa sila. And, yeah, the girls. Yeah. So, in short, yeah. Episode 5, natuwa ako. It's very cute. Very, very, very cute episode. I cannot wait for episode 6, which is, I think, it will air right now. Yata. So, ayun. So, while we wait for Brian to reconnect. Anton, nandiyan ka pa? Anton?
Patay na.
So, sige, let's move on to the last part. Actually, mas maikli lang to eh. I think we both share na the secret base is a very, very beautiful song. Ika nga.
Kimi ganatsu no emo, yeah.
Yeah. And, interestingly enough, I posted a post showing the three versions of secret base. Unang-una is the zone. I tweeted you kasi I asked kasi since you know much about J-pop. Di ko alam kasi ang history ng zone. Are you aware of the band na zone? Kasi parang napaka enigmatic yung kanyang
upcoming yes.
band.
No, it's not more enigmatic. They're like very very famous. I like them. Actually, they're not enigmatic. It's more like they're already disbanded. But during their prime, they're like the epitome of girly pop rock.
Ah, so, kasi, kaya pala nakita ko, kasi when I watched the Bukodan version nila, yung huli-huli nilang concert, yung sub ng Cold Guys directed them, dinirect nila yung mga viewers ng K-On, yung ending ng, huling ending ng K-On to that part is because napaka-epic pala nung pinakahuling concert. Lalo na nung kinanta nila yung Secret Base. Kasi makikita mo yung, ano yan?
Luha talaga.
Luha nila. And
talagang feel drum.
Sige.
Parang ano eh. Parang Secret Base is one of the most ultimate touching songs ever. It's one of the best songs that Zone ever made. I mean, Zone was epic. I really like most of their songs, especially their rocking ones. Yes, and parang ano mo yun? They're just like ano mo yun? Parang they're like in Japan. They're like ano? They're like the star. They're like the progenitors ng girly pop band. Rock na yung teen pop band sensation. Sila nagpasimula nun eh. Tapos ang tagal nila. So, parang
gano'ng katagal? Parang kasi nung the first debut, di ba ang pinakaunang song nila is yung nga, Secret Base? Yun yung una nilang single, di ba?
Yeah. Yun nga eh. That makes it even more touching. Biruin mo ang pinakahuli mo kakantahin sa farewell concert niyo is your first single. So it's really
it's a very fitting end. Oh. Very fitting end kasi it talks about memories eh.
Oh, yun nga. Kaya nga ano nga eh, saktong-sakto nga siya sa ano ha.
Pero criticism ko nga lang, ikaw rin, kasi you favored the Anohana version. I also prefer the Anohana version than the Zone version. Kasi Zone version, the way how they sing the Secret Base is, parang pamarche, medyo mabilis eh. Hindi, well, it doesn't have that sinking feeling eh.
Yun eh. Hindi, kasi parang, ano eh, parang ito yun eh. The Zone version is more like, ano, it's more like an anthem.
Yun yung ayun dating parang, sa akin eh. Parang anthem yung dating eh.
Para siyang bayang mag- Paano, kasi ito yun eh. The reason why is like an anthem. Is parang halos... Kasi parang ganun din kasi pagkakaka... Parang siyang school anthem na very touching for everyone. But the thing about the Anohana is they rewrote it. It's really like something na... It's like parang yung talagang kumakanta. It's like reliving their childhood. Mm-hmm. It's parang alam mo yun. Samahan mo pa nung visuals na Anohana nga. It's like, what the fuck, I'm gonna cry. It's like, what
the fuck? Which is very good eh. I mean,
I commented on Twitter that the Anohana version is much more superior than the original.
And it's sung by Aikayano. I was thinking na, sino ba si Aikayano is, I read the Wikipedia about Zone. And what I understand that only one of the four bands pursued the music career. Sino yon?
Yeah, yung si Takako, which is currently in Maria.
Maria band?
The Maria band.
When
and the others, kanya-kanya sila.
Well, I mean, anong edad nila nung nagsimula sila ng band? Parang ano eh, like they were junior high?
Teens?
Junior high?
Oh, parang ganun. Para silang Scandal.
Which is another band na anahin nga natin. Scandal is the second version that released The Secret Base, which is a little bit different, yet the pacing is still the same. Parang ang ika nga. Medyo may pagka-marcha okay pa rin yung dating eh. Although Scandal is a little bit, medyo hanggang ngayon, Scandal pa rin. Scandal. They're scandalicious. Ano ba sila? How can I say it? Mature?
They're more like mature. Kasi parang ano yun eh, para kasi todo yung power kasi ang ano, Scandal eh. It's more like ano, it's parang Scandal is more like ano, it's more like, paano ba? Parang it's more like girl power ang dating ng ano eh. Girl power ang dating ng Scandal eh.
Is it a spiritual successor to Zone? Is that how Scandal was modeled after?
Of sorts, pero pagdating kasi talaga pa, no, not really kasi apat lang. No, not really. I don't think so. Kasi parang iba yung background, iba kasi yung background ng Scandal sa ano eh, sa Zone. Eh. I think the successor is really more like Maria. Kasi yun nga, yung music talaga na Maria is really, 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 really similar to Scandal. If you listen to all, I was a long time fan of Scandal. So, yeah. Kasi parang Zone pala. Because Scandal is more like into rock. Okay. Parang mas rocking sila. Mas may dating yung rock nila. Eh, ang ano kasi, ang Zone eh. Zone. They can practically make girl pop. That's it.
Natuwala ko. And Aikayano, wala akong makita ng date tungkol kay Aikayano. Can you fill me up kung sino siya?
Isa siyang babae.
I know. Pero, how about her career? Kasi wala pa ako narinig sa kanya.
She is a seiyuu. Of course.
So Seiyu siya, sino ang kumanta? I mean, sino ang
actually
sino siya?
Lahat sila is siya ay si Aikayano, the joke. Yeah, they actually halos lahat ata ng kumanta nung 10 years version is like Seiyu.
Lahat ang Seiyu doon sa Anohana?
Yeah, silang tatlo. Kasi alam ko tatlo silang kumanta doon, nag-duet eh.
Di ba dalawa yon? 10 years version saka yung isa eh.
10 years after saka yung sa Scandal is yung Memento Mori version. Oo, oh, alam ko yan. Ano ka ba?
Yan nga eh. Ay, Skanda ng Tomori, pero halos pareho lang. Magbina, ano. Although, iba, I noticed the difference eh. Pero yung pacing is pareho na eh.
Yun. As far as Aikayano goes, she is like Seiyu. Mm-hmm. And she had good roles such as yung sa Last Exile, which is yung si Milia.
Mm-hmm. And sino si Milia?
Si Aikayano. Milia Ilvech. Pero ito yan, as far as breakout roles is concerned, yung Anohana talaga ang pinaka breakout role niya because she is basically Menma.
Ah, okay. I see.
And prior to that, sa Yumekuwi Mary, she is Isana. Mm-hmm. So basically yung Menma role niya is her breakout role. Kaya she was able to sing Anohana. But basically that.
Ayun lang.
That yun. So far, yun yung pinaka ano niya. Yun yung pinaka breakout role niya.
Okay. Curious lang kasi ako kasi...
Other roles kasi is kinda like... Okay, it's there. Pero yung talaga main character role, it's this.
Hmm. Curious lang kasi ako. Yeah. Parang... I think siguro the producers really have to look for perfect ending team eh. Mukhang... Kasi usually ending teams are usually picked from the current generation eh, and Secret Basis is a very old song, parang ito lang talaga yung
it's the only song that fits, parang
yun na yun eh,
that's it, yun na yun,
wala na eh yun na lang talaga eh, so and it
parang tapos kumbaga pag-uusapan nyo pa ng anime tungkol reconnecting to childhood memories.
Oh. Although di ko nakita yung MTV ng Scandal version nung ano ah.
Meron diyan, tingnan mo lang sa YouTube.
Nakita ko lang yung it's concert nila eh. Pero yung MTV it's nung ha?
Yung PV ng ano, yung PV ng Scandal na sa YouTube.
Pero
kasi apat sila nito. Actually nga, gulat nga ako. Actually, the first is Anohana. It's parang nung unay. Parang familiar to sa akin eh. Tapos after that, nakinig ako ng MP3 ko. Sa desktop ko. Nung ayos pa yung aking damn shit old desktop. Tapos, familiar siya sa akin eh. So, tingin ako ng mga anong sa, yun nga, napaklik ako sa zone folder ko. Tapos click, shit zone!
So, sa kanya pala.
Parang, sa kanya pala. Tapos biglang, oh shit, tapos ito pala first song. Ah! Get me out! I'm bored! And, that basically, it's like icing on the cake on why I watch Anohana all the way.
yeah. Yung MTV naman ng Zone, natuwa lang ako kasi it's about romance, ika nga. Kasi they don't
romance. Talk about
romance.
Dalawa silang batang lalaki doon, tapos nagsusunuran sila sa isa't isa. Parang gagawin nga. Tapos biglang, ha?
Well, kailangan nakita ng ganong MTV na it's about something na hindi about love, na hindi na-focus sa love memories or love childhood memories between girl and a boy. It's both boys.
Bromance memories.
Bromance memories nga eh. Napaka...
kahit ako, sinabi ko yun, nasagwaan ako pakinggan eh, pero okay lang.
Well, anyway, bromance is already an official word, ika nga. So, it can be used in a legal document or in anything na ano in any context.
So, pwede kong sabihin na sabi natin, kunyari, administrative manager ako sa opisina na employee A and employee B are caught in a bromance relationship.
Oh, pwede na kasi it's a formal ano na eh. It's a recognized word na eh. Yung nga, yun yung maganda dun eh. Find something na you can put bromance in it. Pero anyway, yun lang naman. So, very interesting. So anyway, we're already at the 2-hour mark. Mabuti nga at mabuti kuro at walang nangyari dyan. Okay.
Buti na lang. Buti naman. Pero, yun nga. It's good. Masaya maybe, naman ako.
Maybe it's Mother's Day siguro, kaya they let you go.
yun nga eh.
Buti na lang. So anyway, let's wrap this up. Nawawala si Anton, so makikita niyo siya sa deremove.com. Twitter at ADT Cruz for the private, and Anton Cruz yata for the
Anton D. Cruz.
Ayun, Anton D. Ayun, Cruz.
Ayun, siya lumitaw.
Ayun, medyo pa. Pala. Ayun pala si Mike.
Oo, nag-brown out kasi.
Oo nga eh. Wala UPS.
Wala. Hindi ko afford yun.
Ano ba yung sasabihin ko? Siyempre, si Kuro. Saan ka makikita?
Makikita ako sa bahay ko. The joke. Makikita ako sa sa aking Twitter, which is Kuroshinko. That work sa Kuroshinko, and sa aking blog, which is kuroshinkowordpress.com, and syempre sa Deremove. Yun.
Yun. May bagong post si Kuro sa ano ah, sa ano ba 'yun, sa kanyang blog. And also
Deremove.
I already did
which is pag-uusapan natin next.
Oh, next week podcast. Na. Oh, next we're trying to trim down all the animes we can get. We still haven't talked about Moshidora, which is a very interesting anime. It airs 5 days a week for 2 weeks. Nakakatuwa. Every
day. Actually, kasi ewan ko lang, parang kasi ang ewan ko lang, parang Moshidora parang nakakatawa, nawi-weird doon na. Parang, pero yeah, it's an interesting ano, it's interesting concept, but parang sa dami ng slice of life na pinanonood ko, parang hindi ko na siya pinanonood.
Pero we'll just go about that next week. Kasi 10 episodes lang naman, you can sit down in one day lang din. 10 episodes pero it aired every day. Very unique. Parang hindi ko, parang satisfied ka. Sana ganyan lahat ng anime. Sana ganyan ang ano hanap, pero hindi nila kagawin yung ganyan. Pag ganun lang ano.
Ay. Ayun. Maria. Kung ganun lang lahat ng anime, manunod lang ako ng Gintama araw.
So, Brian, saan ka makikita?
Yeah. Doon pa rin. Sa dati pa rin.
Sa bahay.
Sa bahay. Siyempre.
Sa bahay pa rin. Joke lang. Sa twitter.com/asisan at sa aking
yon, may bago kaya ng boss. May boss, may bagong compose dun eh. I can't remember. Meron
na. Medyo. Yung review ko sa C.
Hindi, yung Hakusho mo.
So,
J-pop something lang yun. Pampadagdag.
Pampadagdag.
Becha, becha!
Yeah. Kung ano, napapalit ko na sa boss yung ano eh. Ghost Fighter. O nga, no, meron na palang ano. Meron niya itong remastered version. Meron na palang remastered version ng ano. Yu Yu Hakusho na Blu-ray.
Yeah, meron sila.
Meron nga, meron. Natuwa nga ako. Actually nga, natuwa nga ako. Nakarinig ako first time ng kantang dub. Ng ano, ng Yu Yu Hakusho. Which is entitled Amply Smile Bomb. Pero ganda. Ganda na pagkakadub ng yung English version ng song. Which is like, wow.
Hey, kailangan ko pa. Search ko nga sa YouTube yan para nakakatuwa yan. Sige. So, we're getting off tangent. So, let's close this up. Ako si Mr. 8, kayo nakikinig sa Roundtable at ako sa episode 10. Maganda si Anton. Isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Trusting fate, ここにいる意味を強く強く噛み締めせ。